Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. Yeah. I know it was the blood for me. Yeah. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, they pierced him in the side. They pierced him in the side. They pierced him in the side.
Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Prophetess Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today. Hope you enjoy the topic that we have today. But before we start, oh gracious Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for those that would listen on archives or whatever means of hearing device that they may have. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the topic for today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you that it will help someone along this Christian journey. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. And that's going to be coming today from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3-6. You know, God was working out our salvation even before the foundation was laid. And he's still at work today. For this we give him glory. For he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be adopted through Jesus Christ for himself according to his favor and will be the praise of his glorious grace that he would favor us within the beloved. You know, the scripture says he blessed us with every blessing. My. So today, you have been chosen by God. God chose you. It's in the Word. It's in your Bible. If you haven't tore your pages out, you'll find it in Ephesians, starting with chapter 1. You know, those who are in Christ have been chosen by God. You know, God is at work in Christ, working our salvation for his glory and the furthering of his ministry. You know, and the first verse say, praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. You know, this verse is broken down saying, you know, when you think about it, you say, well, what is heaven? You know, heaven is where God is. All the spiritual blessings in heavenly places mean all the good things God gives us: salvation, the gifts of the Spirit, power to do God's will, the hope of living relationships with Christ. You know, because we have an intimate relationship with Christ, we can enjoy these blessings. Now, they show Christ in his victorious, exalted role as ruler of all. And, you know, when you think about that, the first thing we see is that the focus is on God in this verse. You know, we are blessed by God. He chose us as one of those many blessings. Just think about it. You are chosen today. And that states that God's blessing leads us to bless God, to praise God. My, my, my. You know, the scriptures say he blesses us with every spiritual blessing. Every good gift in the heaven has been granted to us through the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ. You know, you say, well, how can we not be grateful, thankful, and overflowing with blessings toward the one who blessed us in Christ? When you think about it, you know, spiritual blessing we receive from Christ. Just think about how do these spiritual blessings encourage you to praise God? I know each time you see and think and know what God have done for you, just this day, you ought to be up praising him right now. You ought to be giving him glory. For he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless. You know, in this verse, we find what we call the doctrine of election. You know, God elected or God chose us in Christ. You know, this doctrine can easily make some people nervous for a whole host of reasons, but it doesn't have to. In fact, we should have an entire different response to the biblical doctrine of election. You know, Paul was saying in this verse, God has chosen us to emphasize that salvation depends totally on God. You know, we are not saved because we deserve it, but because God is gracious and freely gives it. We did not influence God's decision to save us. He did it according to his plan. Thus, there is no way to take credit for our salvation or to find room for pride. You know, the mysteries of salvation originated in the timeless mind of God, long before we even existed. You know, it's hard to understand how God could accept us. Because of Christ, we are holy and blameless in his sight. You know, God chose us. When we belong to him through Jesus Christ, he look at us as if we had never sinned. Just think about that, you all. Think of it this way. When I was a kid, we used to play in the streets, and, you know, we played ball, hopscotch, you know. When you think about it, somebody would have to pick me, pick you. That was a reason that you was picked. Last, I was no good at it. But God knew what we could do. He knew who we were because we had been chosen. But, you know, one of the greatest moments of my life was, you know, when I think about it, when you go off, when you go on to school, to higher education, and you get to be picked in certain classes, Spanish, German, French, or even on the basketball team or cheerleading team. Just think how God showed you favor and selected you and picked you because you had been chosen. I was just giving some examples. You know, God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. God picked us. Just think about that, how God picked you out. Say a little. And of all your sisters and brothers, God chose you. Not that he didn't love the other ones, but he had a special work for you to do. And, you know, when God picked us, and scripture is clear that God did so not because of us, but in spite of us. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians 1:26-31. I want you to just think about it. An occasion when you was picked for a task to be on a team or whatever. How did you feel about the biblical truth that God chose us in Christ to be holy and blameless? And, you know, still on verse number 4, you know, when you think about it, there's no room or no way to take credit for our salvation. No pride, because God was in charge. And, you know, now people want us to debate about this. What does it mean that God chose us? Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, you say, well, how did God choose us? But here is the thing. You have to believe in the doctrine of Jesus, the election. If you are a Christian and you love the Bible, you have to believe that God chose you. And you've given me that three-letter word, why? Well, because it says if you are in Christ, God has chosen you, and he chose you long before you were born. So you can't deny being chosen, the elector, and the conditions. And he knew that you was in sin or you were going to be in sin. And, you know, I looked up the word election. It's the gracious purpose of God unto which he regenerate, justify, sanctify, and glorify sinners. You know, it is consistent with the free agent of man and comprehend all the meaning in connection with the end. It is a glorious display of God's sovereign goodness, and is infinitely wise, holy, and unchangeable. It excludes boasting and promoting humility. You know, you can try to figure out why God would choose you, but me, I think part of the challenge of election is it will always seem mysterious. So mysterious, in fact, that God, biblical Christians, offer different explanations. Some people say the election is based on God's foreknowledge of one's faith. In other words, election is conditional, depending on a person's choice. Since God is omniscient, all-knowing, he knows all things before they happen, even from eternal past. Therefore, his choice to number someone among the elect is because he knew that that person would respond to the gospel in faith and preserve in holy living. Can you say that about yourself today? When you think about God chose you before the foundation of the world? My. You know, God was working out our salvation even before the foundation was laid. He still, you know, is at work today in each and every one of us. You know, but thus we give him glory, for he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless. You know, some people feel like they can't be holy. Yes, you can. Blameless. Yes, you can. If you're in Christ Jesus, you follow the instruction that Jesus have given you, Yahshua, Yahweh, can do what God say do. My three words I'm using throughout the topic today as chose, election, and condition. You know, it's some conditions and when you're going through and when God looking at everything that we're doing, everything that we're saying. And when you think about God chose the elect unconditionally or apart from any consideration of a person's action, whether good or bad, God being omniscient simply chose some to come to faith in Christ and be saved, and that with regards to merit or work. You know, this display his sovereignty, but we cannot know why he might have chose one over another. Only God knows that. for all our newcomers that just came on. We're coming from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6 today. We're talking about God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. And you know, when I went to verse 5 in that chapter, and I was reading, and I said, okay, Lord, what are you saying in this verse? In love, he predestined us to be adopted through Jesus Christ for himself, according to his favor and will. You know, I started thinking about that, looking up word. Predestination means marked out beforehand. This is another way of saying salvation is God's work and not our own doing. You know, God has adopted us as his own children. Through Jesus' sacrifice, he has brought us into his family and made us heirs among Jesus. You know, in Romans 8 and 17, in Roman laws, adopted children had the same right privilege as biological children. Paul used this term to show how strong our relationship to God is. For more on the meaning of adoption, you can go to Galatians 4, 5, and 7. You know, and as I was reading that and looking at the text, in love, he predestined us. So whatever predestination is, it is a function of God's love. There's nothing scary or controversial about it. If you want to make predestination simple, hear what it boils down to. I'm going to give you three simple words. Are you ready? God saves sinners. That's right. God saves sinners. And to be clear, I am one of them. And so are you. That's it. By God's intuition, God does the saving. So we can say, God for saving me. May you receive the glory and the honor and the praise. It all goes to God. He saved us because we was wretched undone. We did a lot of things. We may not want to admit it or we may not tell somebody about, but God already know what we did. But listen to this. He had already chosen us in Christ. Before the foundation of the world, he knew what we were going to do, what we were going to say. So when you think about what God did for us, can't you just say, thank you for saving me? You could have been out there right now on Skid Row. Could have been in an insane asylum. You could have been in a hospital, didn't know your name. But thanks be to God today, he chose us. Yahweh, Yahshua, put our feet on solid ground. But we must point out, though, in order to give the whole counsel of God's word and to be blameless, is that we respond to God, electing, predestinating work. You know, when I went through this chapter in Ephesians 1, 3 through 6, I was given it, but it can go from 3 to 14. We are elected and predestined that we believe. You know, when you hear the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and when you believe in him, you are also sealed with the promise, the Holy Spirit. When you believe, God saves sinners who believe in Christ. My. You know, when we really begin to understand just how big this is, our view of the world changed. No longer will we think, I just happened to run across somebody who shared the gospel with me. I just happened to attend a church service where the gospel was proclaimed. You know, you can have these different cliches you want to use. I just happened to stumble upon a Bible in a hotel. Because a lot of them have taken Bibles out, but you didn't stumble on it. No, our being changed and saved by the power of the gospel was not an accident. we have been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. My. When you think about that. And you know, God chose us. He elected us. And he predestined us. And his plans date back to the beginning of time, foundation of the world. We are not just lucky. You know, some people say luck. I say, no, God's blessing. You know, we have been part of God's plan since before we were born. Since before any of our ancestors was born. In love, he predestined us. You know, how you affect you are affected by the truth that your salvation is not an accident, but the result of God's plan. Think about that a while. Adopted. By what did God predestine us to? To be adopted through Jesus Christ for himself. My. You know, as Christians, the Bible says you have been chosen. You have been elected. You have been picked. You have been predestined. And you have been adopted into God's all the blessings in the heavenlies are yours. You know, the inheritance of God is ours through our adoption as his children. Just think about it. You wondering why you're doing this now or why you're on your way into that? Because God had already predestined your life. Your life belonged to God. He had already set up what you going to do, who you was going to be, what you was going to say before the foundation of the world. Just think about that. So, you know, when we are putting aside the debate, we listen to texts. It tells us over and over again that God is working our salvation. God is on a mission, you all. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost. He came to seek us and the countless others who are presently far from him. Let's be clear. We didn't just find God. You know, a lot of people say, well, I found God down at the washer. I found God sitting in the car. No. God knew where you were. God found you. And thank God he found each one of us today. For we were weak. We was helpless. And still sinning. By no means God good. You know, we weren't good at one time in our life. Deserving a favor in his sight. But he had been, it had been already predestined who we was, what we was going to do, where we were going to go in life. So don't think it's strange when God have already predestined your life to be what he have called you to be, not what you want to be. You know, one while there when I was coming up, I wrote a whole long list of things that I wanted to do in life, that I wanted to be. But as I got older, God started showing me all that I had written down. He told me one day, you might as well tell that. I have a blueprint for your life. And the blueprint do not consist of all that you got written down. So I had to discard that because I had to start realizing God had chose me. All the things he showed me, the things he had took me through, places he had had me opportunity to go, things he had me to see. It was nobody but God, Christ, that had set the foundation for me in this world. So I had to start, wait a minute, let me follow what God is saying. Not what Satan is saying, but let me do what God is saying. I had to realize from the age of 12 that I had been chosen. I had electors that I had to go through. I had things I had to line up with even at 12 years old. You know, when you think of that, God chose you just like his disciples. He told his disciples, you did not choose me, but I chose you. I appointed you that you should go out and produce fruit, that your fruit should remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Plans of God, the missions of God, to send his Son to save sinners, translated into a plan of action for his adopted children. You know, we have been appointed to go out and produce fruit that will last, to proclaim the good news that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost, in order that the lost may be found. My. When you think about it, what are some specific actions that would reflect the blessings of adoption through Christ into God's family? You know, in verse 6, to the praising of his glory and grace that he favored us with in the beloved. In God, glory. You know, we arrive at the purpose for God's elective work. We hinted at this before, but now the scripture lay it out. The focus here is on God's glory, not ours. It seems we can become satisfied with small faith. It's just about me. You know how y'all say, it's all about me, it's about me, it's about me. No, it's not about you. God thought about me, and that's all there is, me and God, my big buddies, my family, my friend. You know, in these times, I believe we have failed to understand just how enormous God's salvation is. You know, perhaps you need to walk into the stadium of God's redemption history and be reminded of just how big it is. You know, I went over to John, 1 John 3:1. Look how great a love the Father had given us when we should be called God's children. And we are. There it is. How great a love the Father has given. Not, I'm a good person. Excuse me. I love God. I go to church occasionally. I throw a few bucks in the offering plate. I help out in family ministry. Just think, you can go on and on and on. The Father has given us a great love. The Father has called us his children. The only thing we can do is recognize that God is what we are. You know, because of the doctrine of election, we can say, look at me. We must say, look at God, the God of all the universes, to our Father. And is our Father. He adopted us in love. He predestined us, chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, so we might be holy and blameless in his sight. You know, to the praise of his glorious grace that has been given to us in Jesus Christ, God alone deserves all the glory for our salvation. We don't get no glory. All the glory goes to God. And when you think about it and recognize the work God has done since the time began to bring about your salvation and sanctification, will enlarge your vision of the greatest of our God. You know, this will help you understand who you are in Christ. This will help you understand the depths of God's love on display in your salvation. This will help you praise the one who held back nothing to make you his child. You know, because of God's election, my hope is that we will be filled with wonders, awesome wonders, at the mention of his name. May we be able to say with the utmost gratitude and praise, God, you chose me, little old me. Thank you, Lord. I will respond by giving you all praise, honor, and glory, and proclaiming your greatness to the whole world, for you alone are worthy. Today, our topic is God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Except in the beloved, mean now we belong to his dearly loved son. You know, when you think about that, the forgiveness of his sin according to the riches of his glory and his grace, you can't help but say, Lord, I thank you for choosing me, a wretch undone. You pick me up, turn me around, put my feet on solid ground, which is the foundation of the world. You change me from the inside out and the outside for choosing me. This is our show for today. God chose us in Christ. How did he shape before the foundation of the world? You didn't do anything. God did it. Give God the glory today. Give God the praise. Give him what's due him. Because if it had not been for him on your side, where would you be today? So today, our broadcast comes to a close. Just remember, God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. He already knew who you was, who you was going to be, where you were going to go, what you were going to say before you entered your mother's womb. So, please give him the praise. Please love him. Love on him today. Let him know how much you thank him, how much you care, because it's nothing you have belong to you. Everything belong to him. Yahweh, Yahshua, our Most High God. It's only for a season. So remember that. It's only temporal. We can't take nothing with us. Have you ever seen a U-Haul on its way to the cemetery behind a hearse with all your earthly possessions in it? No. So that lets you know, naked you come in, naked you will return. Because when you came in, you didn't know what was put on you. When you leave, you don't know what's put on you. So everything belongs to God. It's only for a season. So remember, God chose us. Not we choose, but he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. I want you to stick a pin in that today and just thank him. Right where you are right now, just start thanking God. Even if you may not have what you want right now, but he going to give you what you need. No, you may not have thus and so or been thus and so, but he going to give you exactly what you need in him. Because, see, he can see in front of that water and in that rock further than you. You know, I used to hear him say, you can look in a muddy water and spy a goggle eye. Well, God can see a goggle eye and everything else. Well, you still trying to figure and still trying to banter. What are they saying? But God already know. He chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. It's nothing that you have that you can't give away, share with somebody, because God gave it to you to use. And if you don't use the spiritual blessings and the gifts he give you, don't you know they will leave? So, you know, in Ephesians today, the purpose is to strengthen the believers in Ephesians and Ephesus in their Christian faith by explaining the name and purpose of the church, the body of Christ. So just think about it today. You have been chosen. You have been set apart for God. No matter what somebody else say, what somebody else do, there is one body and one spirit. Even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. We want to thank you today for tuning in to our broadcast today on God Chose Us, because we couldn't did anything without God. He's our purpose. He's the center of our life. He's the important thing in our life. And if he's not important in your life today, you better check yourself and find out what's going on. Because he is all in all. And when you think about how he adopted you, ah, my. Well, it's come this time. And I think I'll take us out with a little song, In the Name of Jesus. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this show today. We thank you for every listener that came in, called in, or listened in. We hope this show helps someone along their Christian journey to realize that they have been chosen, no matter what they've gone through, no matter what seems to be against them right now. They have been chosen. And we give you all the glory and give you all the praise. In Jesus' blessed name, amen and thank God. Stay tuned next week for another exciting topic from the Word of God. Love each and every one of you all. Bye-bye.